Well, as we head towards the end of the year, there are important financial moves you have to make before December 31st so you don't have regrets come tax time next spring. Year-end tax planning is particularly tricky because of all the potential changes that might happen as a result of negotiations in Washington. For some guidance, we called tax planner Mary Beth Franklin. She's a contributing editor to Investment News, and she joined us here in our studio in Washington. Mary Beth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
One thing we seem to know almost for sure is that we'll be all paying higher taxes because of what's happening to the payroll tax holiday. What does this mean?
I believe that the payroll tax holiday, which is the 2% of the FICA taxes that employees pay in their paycheck, that was reduced over the last 2 years. It used to be 6.2%. Currently, it's 4.2%. I think that's going to go away. The bottom line, that means if you're earning about $50,000 a year, your paycheck is going to go down by about $20 a week next year. If you're earning $100,000, it's going to go down by about $40.
And you're saying that no matter what happens, even if there's a deal on the so-called fiscal cliff, you're expecting that that's going to happen, that we're all going to be paying slightly higher and feeling
I believe so, because part of the problem is Social Security is supposed to be a self-funding program. Due to this reduced payroll tax, Social Security is now actually adding to the budget, and that makes defenders of Social Security very uncomfortable. So I think a lot of people would like it just to go back to the normal tax rate of 6.2% for most workers.
Okay, so everyone should be adjusting their budgets to get ready for next year, to be getting slightly less in their paychecks.
Exactly.
We hear so much in Washington right now. President Obama talks about wanting to raise the tax rate for the wealthiest Americans. Talk about what people who are in those upper income brackets should be getting ready for, and if there's something they could be doing before December 31st that might make things better.
For the upper income people, it's basically turning normal year-end tax planning on its head. Usually what you say is you want to defer your income if possible till next year, things like bonuses, so you don't have to pay taxes on it this year. And you want to accelerate your deductions, for example, contributions to charity, to reduce your income so you'll reduce your taxes. This year, we know what their tax rates are going to be for 2012. We really don't know what their tax rates are going to be for 2013. So some very conservative tax advisors are saying, hey, go with the devil you know. Move as much income into this year, pay taxes on it for 2012 because we know what the rates will be. And maybe you want to defer some of those traditional deductions like big contributions to charity till 2013, because if your tax rates go up, a deduction is going to be more valuable to you next year than it will be this year.
Okay, then let's talk about some of the things that everyone else in the other tax brackets should be thinking about.
For the rest of us, great unwashed.
what should everyone else be thinking about as we come to the new year?
Well, for the average wage slave like you and I, we don't have a lot of wiggle room of how to move money around and how to affect our taxes. But there are some things you can do.
Okay.
I would start with if you have an employer-provided retirement plan at work, like a 401k or a 403b, you still have a few weeks left in the year. Make sure you have put as much contribution in that retirement plan as possible. It will reduce the amount of your income that's subject to tax. But the flip side of that is sometimes people don't have enough taxes withheld from their paycheck, and they get to the spring when they're filing their taxes, and not only do they have to pay extra, sometimes they have to pay a penalty. If you have this sneaking feeling that you're going to owe taxes next year, you can ask your employer to take a little more payroll tax withholding out of your paycheck for December to avoid that tax penalty next year.
Mary Beth Franklin, contributing editor to Investment News, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.